USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pennsylvania Republican Party is holding a hearing in Gettysburg to look into irregularities in Philadelphia and other election day shenanigans. Multiple witnesses testifying that they were obstructed from observing the counting of ballots and other irregularities in Philadelphia. There was a chance President Trump would be at the hearing. Instead, he just testified via phone.
They have to turn over the results. It would be easy for me to say, oh, let's worry about 4 years from now. No. This election was lost by the Democrats. They cheated. It was a fraudulent election.
President Trump announced on Twitter that he's pardoning his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. The president saying on Twitter, "It is my great honor to announce that General Michael T. Flynn has been granted a full pardon." You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
On this day before Thanksgiving, officials are urging people to take the risk of COVID-19 very seriously and not travel. Dr. Allison Awadi, the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health, says the message is plain and simple.
You should not be traveling. Right now, COVID is surging across the entire United States.
Many Americans are moving forward with their Thanksgiving plans despite those warnings. According to AAA, 50 million Americans will be taking to the roads and sky ahead of Thursday's celebrations. The TSA already reporting more than 4 million travelers have passed through their checkpoints nationwide. The COVID tracking project says more than 2,000 Americans died from the coronavirus yesterday. The NFL is canceling the Thursday night game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and Baltimore Ravens after a series of positive COVID-19 tests. Now the game is scheduled to be played on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
In one of the first moves after the Trump administration approved the start of the presidential transition, Joe Biden formally introduced some of his appointees to his national security and foreign policy teams. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. She tells Fox News the Trump administration is not getting the credit they deserve regarding foreign affairs.
Well, the Trump administration really has not gotten the credit it deserves for foreign policy generally, Neil. And I would say that what we're seeing now with this meeting, this unprecedented meeting between Bibi Netanyahu of Israel and the prince, the young prince, MBS, and this was orchestrated by the United States Secretary Pompeo, is that it really kind of destroys this myth, a couple different myths. One, that the United States has not been leading when President Bush has been president, or President Trump has been president. And then the second myth is that the United States is not working with our allies. Both of those things are not true. There's really been two major approaches towards the Middle East that has made the conditions conducive to these breakthroughs, these peace breakthroughs between Arab states and Israel. And those two things are defending Israel and our Arab partners and countering the major threat, the preeminent threat in the region, which is Iran. Those two things have brought some really great progress for relative peace in the Middle East.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.